loving your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away. It's only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music. Something about the things you say stays in my mind. Makes me wanna sit down and listen to you. I listen all night. The melody, the arrangement makes my body go so crazy. I tie my feet, man, I love the beat. It's the way the music comes over me. The emotions I get, I won't fight. Sometimes the music is sure to make you cry, then dry your eyes. You know when the music is the way you can hide. Fly. I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away. With only good music. Oh, oh, oh. With only good music.
I tell Rihanna, please don't stop the music. Cologne strum my pain with the fingers. I could really use it. Quiet storms full of purple rain. My Sharia more lovely as a summer day. I'll let the whispers follow Marvin Gaye in my headphones till the music starts to fade away. I give away my brown sugar for a bit of pop. If love really was a bullet, I'd have took the shot. Yeah. Now would you buy me a drink just to take me home? Put your game in a song just to make me moan. I like my Robin Thicke, me alone. A thug out bone. Triple shots, that's a trait.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away. With only good music. Oh, oh, oh. With only good music.
Hello, hello. Good evening to each and every one of you. Welcome to Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. I'm your host, C. Maria Wall. Now, you know, this is live radio, and I have to say that I'm still waiting for our guest to call in this evening. So while we wait, I want to, again, welcome to all of the callers coming in on the chat line. I'm not sure if Star is on the line. Please press 1 on your phone to let me know that it is you. Everyone else, please do not press the number 1 until we find our guest in the call query. Welcome to everyone. I hope that you had a wonderful, wonderful week. And for those of you who've had it pretty rough, you know, I just pray you enough of whatever it is that you need to make it through this day and beyond. We're going to give a little bit of time for our guest to come on this evening. And if for some reason she is not able to make it, we will do our best to reschedule as soon as we can. If I sound a little sluggish this evening, as many of you know, I have been under the weather for the last week or so, and for whatever reason, tonight is hitting me exceptionally hard. So I'm going to try to brave it out and stick it out as long as I can. And hopefully, Star will be joining us soon. So right now, we have a few people on the call query. So if you'd like to be on air just to tell me how your day was, press the number 1 on your phone, and I will bring you on while we wait for our guests to show up. So again, welcome to everyone. Thank you so much for being here. My special guest who is scheduled for this evening is Star Beaubatoun. I am not sure if something happened. I haven't gotten any word. So we're going to sit here for a while and wait for her to come on air. And if for some reason I get a message that she will not be able to attend this evening, we will do our best to reschedule it as soon as we can, because Star has a wonderful, wonderful story, and I think that it would help a lot of parents to hear it, to help them through their particular storm. And just to give you a little bit of background before she comes on, and I'm hoping and praying that she does make it this evening. I realize that there's a lot of functions going on and schedules get changed at the last minute. But you know, this is live radio, and the show is going to go on. So when her 5-year-old son was first diagnosed with Duchenne muscular dystrophy, the first question Star Beaubatoun asked was, "Why me?" Several years later, she discovered the answer to her question. As an attorney, speaker, and trainer, she could, from a place of experience and compassion, support, empower, and inspire other parents who have children with special needs. I hate muscular dystrophy. Loving a child with a life-altering disease is a product of Star's answer. It is an honest, though sometimes raw, story of how muscular dystrophy came into her family's life and how she learned to deal with the impact of the disease on a day-to-day basis. It's a practical handbook for anyone who loves a child with special needs, teaching the importance of dancing in the rain as a way of coping with and managing their lives while manifesting joy and happiness. And hopefully, as I said, Star will be able to join us in a little while. I see that one of my colleagues and friends is here. Sister Tina Hobson is on the line. I'm just going to bring her on for a moment to say, good evening, Sister Tina. Is this you? Maybe Sister Tina is on mute again.
Oh, goodness, there I go. I muted myself again. Okay. Good evening, Sister Maria. I'm praying that all is well with you, praying that your health is restored and recovery is speedy. Thank you for introducing me this evening. First of all, I want to congratulate us on the debut last night of our first Faith and Praise show, the kickoff for the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement that's coming up in June. Exciting night we had last night.
Yes, we did.
It was absolutely awesome.
Yes, we did. Oh, my goodness. We had a blessed evening last night. For those of you who missed it, feel free to come back or contact me and I'll send you the link. But we had a wonderful debut of our Friday night Faith and Praise show. We'll be bringing it to you. It's scheduled to be weekly. Now, of course, as our schedules change, We may alter the schedule, but you can expect to see us most Friday evenings. We may come on at 9 o'clock. We may come on at 10, but we'll be sure to announce what the time is. Because I tell you, Sister Tina, that 10 o'clock, woo.
Did it kind of wipe you out a little bit?
Well, you know, when I'm running on empty and then we get to that point when we're having a 10 to midnight show, so that means that we've already been up for almost 24 hours. It takes a toll after a while. So I tell you.
Yeah.
It's
Well, God, I'm sure God will direct us as far as his time zone, his Cairo's time.
Yes.
But it last night it was so all worth it though. The testimonies, the prayers, the sistership, and there was a brother in the room. Just being able to openly talk about self, to openly be able to open up and ask for prayer, not holding anything back, you know, not being ashamed of our past, which allows us to be free to move on into our future.
Correct.
And that was what most of the ladies that did speak last night talked about, freedom and moving forward in their visions and, you know, how God is working, how he's changed them. How we're not the people that we used to be, even though we're not where we want to be, we're definitely not where we used to be. So it was just amazing, the testimonies and the stories and the prayers and just a love that was on this line last night. It was wonderful. It was wonderful, and I can't wait for us to do it again.
Yes, and I'll tell you, you know, it's just going to get bigger and better. It's just going to keep growing because, you know, when God gives you the blueprint, he doesn't give you a blueprint for failure. He gives you a blueprint for success. He gives you a blueprint for your destiny. He will not send you down the wrong road. And last night, I could feel the power. I could feel the spirit. When you're in company of a bunch of like-spirited people, not just like-minded people, but when you have a like spirit, it just adds that extra oomph. As some people say, when they're cooking from scratch, you put your foot in it. It has that type of power. It really does. And that was something that words could not describe to just bring it all together so nicely. And as I said, ladies and gentlemen, my special guest tonight was scheduled to be Star Beauvatune. I'm not too sure. Hopefully, I'm praying that nothing happened and that she's okay, but she could have been called away. She is one of the Les Brown Platinum speakers, so I understand that schedules change. But I'm sure that she will agree, and everyone agrees, that the show must go on. So tonight, we'll either have an abbreviated show, and we'll try to reach out to Star in a moment. Let me see if I can pull up her info. But we are going to keep moving along. And I want to talk about something that we were going to touch on tonight anyway, and that's the fact that so many of us, we tend to move along. We want to grow up. We want to have the beautiful wedding. We want to have the children, and we never think about the fact of the what if. What if my child is born with a disability? What if we get that major roadblock that we just cannot give back or change. What if? And I think that so many people never work in that worst case scenario. You know, I studied law in college, so we think in all types of scenarios. And worst case is one of them. So I'm going to, in a moment, I'm going to give Star a call and see if she is okay. So what we're going to do in a moment, everyone just hang tight. We're going to take a break. I'm going to give her a call, and then we'll be back on the line in a moment. But I don't see her in the call query as yet. So, Sister Tina, I'm going to play the music and go offline for a moment. So when I come back, if I'm not back by the time the music stops, feel free to talk on a topic, say a prayer until I come back, because I'm going to try to find Sister Star Beauvatoun and make sure that she is indeed okay. So
yeah.
I will be back in a moment. Hang tight.
I'll be here.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away. It's only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music. Something about the things you said stays in my mind. Makes me wanna sit down and listen to you. I listen all night. The melody, the arrangement, makes my body go so crazy. I tie my feet, man, I love the beat. It's the way the music comes over me. The emotions I get, I won't fight. Sometimes the music is sure to make you cry, then dry your eyes. You know when the music is the way you can hide. Well, I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away. With only good music. Oh, oh, oh. With only good music.
Rihanna, please don't stop the music. Cologne, strum my pain with the fingers. I could really use it. Quiet storms full of purple rain. My Sharia more lovely as a summer day. I'll let the whispers follow Marvin Gaye. In my headphones till the music starts to fade away. I give away my brown sugar for a bit of pop. If love really was a bullet, I'd have took the shot. Yeah. Now would you buy me a drink just to take me home? Put your game in a song just to make me moan. I like my Robin Thicke, me alone. A thug album, triple shots, that's a tray.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away. With only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music.
I am back, and I tried to give Sister Star a call and got no answer, so we're just going to keep Sister Star in prayer and hope that her child did not have an emergency or there's some other type of emergency going on in her life right now. But I tell you hello to comedian Miss Woody. I know that she's on the line. And also, I believe Sister Arlene Spann is here with us as well. Hello. Hello to everyone joining us in the chat room. Hello to everyone in the call query. As I stated earlier, we never know with live radio what's going to happen. My special guest for tonight was scheduled to be Les Brown Platinum Speaker Star Bobatoon. We are here praying that she is okay. I have tried to call, did not get a response there, but everyone knows in the industry the show must go on. And we will. We'll give it until about 1 hour. If she hasn't called by then, it's pretty safe to say that we'll have to reschedule. But, so tonight we're going to continue on our path. We're talking about relationships. We're talking about what does someone do? These are questions that I would have been asking Star. But as you know, she's not here yet. But what does a parent do if you've been waiting all this time for your little bundle of joy to come into the world, and suddenly the doctor walks in with a somber face, or there's a team, and they're waiting to tell you that your child has a life-altering disease or illness, some type of disability. What do we do in those types of situations? You know, you can listen to the news. I saw an article just the other day. Matter of fact, it was yesterday. A father was arrested because his infant child was crying, and he got tired of hearing her cry. He got tired of hearing the baby. I'm sorry, I don't know if the baby was a boy or a girl. I can't remember. But he bit the child's nose off somehow. In his mind, I'm assuming he would think that that type of pain would make a baby stop crying. So he bit the child's nose off, an infant. This was a newborn. He bit the child's nose right off. So how we handle all types of setbacks in our life is paramount. It's important. It is very important that we get ourselves in check. We don't do something that we're going to regret down the road. And I do believe that Sister Arlene Spann is here on the line as well. We're going to bring her on to have Girls Night Out while we're waiting. And as I said to all of our listeners joining us, welcome. My scheduled guest for this evening was to be Star Bobatoon. But as you know, emergencies do come up. They do arise. I have tried to reach out to her. I did not get a response or pick up. So we're just going to keep our sister in prayer. We're going to keep our sister in prayer and hope that everything is okay. And right now, I've been talking in our private messages with Sister Arlene Spann. And she wrote to me and she said that she would like to speak on a setback of having an adult child who became paralyzed at age 23. So, Sister Arlene Spann, you are live on air.
Hi.
Welcome, my sister.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. As always, it's a pleasure to be a part and listen to Healings and Hurt and just seeing how you're reaching out to the masses and pouring your heart out as the Lord would have you do. And just, I'm going to piggyback real quick on what Sister Tina said concerning last night with the kickoff on last night. That was just such a wonderful, wonderful talk on last night. And I went to bed even thinking about some of the things that were said that resonated in my heart and in my spirit, and it put me in a spirit of prayer. So I want to thank you all for that vision, for just thinking about that and having us to pray. So I just wanted to thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your kind words of encouragement, because, you know, it's always good to hear that people hear what we are saying and they see what we are trying to do. So thank you so much for that. It means more than words could ever, you know, express or know.
Amen. And I did, Sister C. Maria, send you the reason that I sent that message to you was I too know what it feels like to have a child who has been vibrant and athletic and outgoing, and in a moment based on one person's decision, how all of that can be snatched away from you. So I understand probably a little bit about where Sister Star is concerning her child, while she had her child be diagnosed at an earlier age. I was able to see a son who would play basketball as if he were in the NBA, and
mm-hmm.
play football and, you know, got trophies and those kinds of things, to just see that very outgoing young man in one moment go from that to being where he can't dress himself, or where he, you know, can't control his bow, to just see how in an instant that which we take for granted can be taken from us.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand, you know, what it's like to have a person with a disability, to see the toll that it does take on one family. Because if I could share this story, if you would allow me to.
Oh, please.
Okay.
Yes.
In 2001, my husband and I were home, you know, home prepared for bed. And a gentleman that we did not know gave us a phone call to our home to let us know that, you know, there was an accident and we needed to come to the site. And asked me if I knew my son. He said my son's name, asked me if I knew him. I said, of course, he's my son. And told us where we needed to come and that he was involved in what he called a very serious accident. My husband, this accident was close to our home. I mean, he was on his way home, a matter of fact. You know, he was less than maybe a mile and a half from our home.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the site, and, of course, we saw him there in the car, and the car somewhat mangled, and the seat of the him sitting in the driver's seat. He was the only person in the car, and he was the driver of this particular car. It was not our car. It was not his car. It was a friend's car. And he was in my home when a young lady made a decision. She was on her way to a party, and both of them had the green light. However, he was going straight, and she decided that she would make a left turn. And I can remember these words that she, and she was fine, but I can remember the words that she said. She said, "I thought I could beat it." And that her decision was she thought that she, and she accelerated as to beat him. She's turning left, he's going straight, but her judgment at that moment wasn't the best one. And the impact was such that it caused the driver's seat to collapse. And when it collapsed and went backwards, it broke my son's neck, causing a sever in his spine and thus leaving him paralyzed for life. So I share that because I know that tragedies do come. And that did happen, but there's an upside to the story, and I can talk about that a little later.
Well, you know, one of my questions is, how do you feel in that moment? I mean, your child, wonderful child, had this great feature, and in the blink of an eye, because somebody thought that they could beat it. How were you? What was your initial reaction to something like that?
That's an excellent question. My initial reaction was, of course, praying and not knowing what the degree of his injury was, except for the EMT persons who were there who said that, you know, they had, you know, put the collar on his neck and, of course, that his neck, they thought that his neck was broken. And by this time, he was out. And he had stayed conscious just long enough to get the phone number out to our home and, of course, let the man know to call us. And then after that, he was out. So it was, first, it was a thing of disbelief, and what I mean by that is you're looking at everything and you're going, okay, what is this a dream? What just happened? Okay. They said his neck is possibly broken. He's not responding, you know, so you don't know what to think. So the only thing that you do, both my husband and I, we just pray. I mean, the only thing we could do was just call on the Lord. Okay, Lord, lead us, guide us, tell us what it is we need to do. And then, of course, we went off and ventured off to, I rode with him in the ambulance, and, of course, my husband followed in the car, you know. And but you're thinking, you're numb. You know, you're numb. It's like, you know, you're looking, you see, but you just know.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Then just walk us through this. Walk us through this journey, because you're on your way to the hospital, I'm sure. And
yes.
Although we as parents, or we as mothers especially, we know when something's very wrong. But, you know, the doctor still had not told you the extent of his injuries at that time.
No.
So, you know, what, just walk us through that, because I'm just getting that picture. I'm there with you when you were going through this. And, you know, I thank the Lord that I have not had to go through anything that dramatic, but I know that there's thousands and thousands of people who have.
Exactly. And, of course, we arrive to the hospital, and, of course, they take him in. They do all the things that they are able to do at our local hospital here in Prince George's County, Maryland. And they come out, and they say to my husband and I that he is in critical condition, and I'm getting a little emotional. Let me slow down. And they needed to airlift him because of his condition. He had to be airlifted to shock trauma in Baltimore, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
So we're inside, and they needed to do this immediately, so they made sure that he was stable. And once he was stable, you know, they put him aboard the helicopter, and they flew him to shock trauma. Of course, we followed in our vehicle from Prince George's County to Baltimore, Maryland. So we get there, and, of course, tons of paperwork you have to sign and all those kinds of things. And we're met with not one doctor, but three doctors, different doctors to let us know the degree of his injury. And, of course, they're saying things that we don't understand at first. They're saying, you know, well, he does have a break at the C4, C5 level. We need to do emergency surgery. There is swelling. You know, they're saying all these things. We're checking his brain to make sure there's no blood on his brain. All of these things they're saying, you know. So you're still numb, and you're trying to process, you know, everything that's happening. We have family members around. His sister's there. My sister, you know, all the family members are there. And then we're thinking, wow, at that time he had a 2-year-old son. His son was just 2. And it was like, now we're thinking a little bit differently, because what are we going to tell his son about his dad? And so that became something. So that was in the back of my mind, and then I focused back on, you know, what was at hand, and that was listening to the doctor. And they said, well, before we could do the surgery, we have to allow some of the swelling to go down. So to release some of the pressure that, you know, that was on his brain and his head and everything, they had to drill holes on either side of his head, put weights on his head, to help keep them stable and all the things that they needed to do. And then, not the next day, but it was about a day and a half, then they did the surgery. And in doing the surgery, you know, they put the titanium in. The surgery was excellent. Of course, after the surgery, they had to put a trach in him. He got pneumonia. It was just all these things as a result. He couldn't talk. He couldn't move. He couldn't do anything. He was just lying there. And, of course, as a mother, you're seeing all these pieces of equipment and apparatuses that, you know, they're sustaining his life. He's on a ventilator. All of these things. And you're thinking, all I can do is pray. And so that's what we began to do. It's like he was still in ICU, you know, even though the surgery was successful, we still had to pray him through, you know, what was at hand. Because we were hopeful that it was just a temporary paralyzation and that at some point he would, you know, get up and when they're done with him, because they put his neck back together, he would be able to walk again. But that wasn't the case. So, you know, it's just the kind of thing that when you see your child go from being that independent, very productive citizen to one that can't, I'm just going to use a simple thing, can't even lift its own legs now. So it's just a numb skill.
I although my neck was not broken, a lot of people have heard me tell my story where, you know, I had to have, it was my C5, C6. I had to have a C5, C6 discectomy with the instrumentation and, of course, the titanium plate diffusion. So, you know, and learning how to walk again, I was cut in the front of my neck. It was, anterior. I think it's anterior. So they cut me in the front of my neck, very close to my vocal cords. So for about 8 months, I had no voice. In the fact that I had to learn how to walk again, I had to learn how to talk again. And that was traumatic. That was extremely traumatic for me to go through that. And it's so unfortunate that, you know, you had to go through that with your son. So a lot of that, minus the, well, I can't really say that because this was a job injury, actually. And really bad management. I'm sure comedian Miss Woody, she can relate to this because we used to work, this particular government agency is so horrific. The people that they have in positions of power and authority, they mistreat the employees in several ways. And I ended up with a spine injury. And they fought it for about a year because they didn't want to be responsible for it or pay for it. In the end, and I mean, I had investigators, I had private nurses, they would go everywhere I would go. And finally, my private nurse and an investigator were at the job and they were talking to the manager, and I kept tapping my left foot. And finally, they stopped talking and they said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I can't feel anything." What had happened was I had this large bulge out the back of my neck. And as it turns out, my disc had ruptured and herniated, and they were sticking out the back of my neck. And they had pinched the nerves, and in the year's time that the agency was fighting, well, it killed the nerves. So in essence, I was going, you know, I was becoming paralyzed. And they did the little thing, and they took me to their doctors, and they, you know, how to get the little hammer, and they start banging on your leg, your knee, waiting for it to do something. Well, I wasn't moving. It was doing nothing. Then the doctor would get another doctor, he'd bang some more. And I'm like, "Do you all need a sledgehammer? I'm pretty sure it's just not going to move." So then they did the nerve test and all of that, and they got nothing. And it took a lot because I had to, you know, learn how to do everything again. In essence, when I was in therapy, I had these little 80, 90-year-old people, and their walkers, they were moving quicker than I was. And I was, you know, pretty young. I was in my early 30s, I guess, at the time. And I know what it's like. I know what it feels like. I know, you know, that chance. And the chance is always there. Because one thing that the doctor said to me, and my nurse that they assigned me from Washington was the fact that I could always herniate again. I always have that chance of herniating again, and if it twists up towards the brainstem and it nicks it, I'm going to drop dead, period. Mm. It's all over. So I live with that every single day of my life. I live with the fact that my body has never really liked this titanium plate. That's number two. So I'm always getting sick. I'm always getting headaches. They monitor the headaches because when they start to become totally frequent and the severity of them, that's a clear shot sign that something is going wrong. And even then, they only gave me a few years of having, what do you call it, some standard of life, because this is not a permanent fix. I just traded in one set of problems for another. And everything that you were saying past the point, at least I got, I learned, I guess they retrain your brain or whatever it is, where I can move my left side. But it was my C5, C6, and I do have a titanium plate running down my neck. And it is annoying as it comes, you know. But it's amazing that You know, I understand. I understand that aspect of it. But, you know, how did that change your life? That was totally, not just for your son, but that was life-altering for several of you. You as the mm-hmm. parent and his child mm-hmm. and everyone mm-hmm. who's closest to him, how did mm-hmm. that impact your life?
Well, he was a son, like I said, that was independent, living on his own. And it put us immediately upon his return home into the caregiving spot where, as his parents now, we were not just only his parents, but now his caregiver. And I had to learn how to do that training at the hospital to do the various things that he's not able to do for himself. They trained me how to do those things at home so that now, you know, he is able to get the appropriate care that he needs once he came home. Now, he had the accident in November the 3rd, 2001. So, you know, he's been, from the time he came home, he was able to come home in January of 2002. So from the time he came home in January of 2002, we were his caregivers. And we tried to, at first it was extremely difficult because it was just my husband and I taking care of him. And then, of course, we solicited agencies to come in, and that became very costly. And then, you know, we were able to, through a program, get him involved in a waiver program that is in the state of Maryland. And we have someone that assists us each and every day. So that in itself is a blessing. So the Lord, you know, he turned everything. We look at it this way. Satan meant it for evil, but God still took that and he turned it around for good. And I say that because our son was the manager of a restaurant at the time and had just gotten a job with, I don't know if you're familiar with Jasper's. There were two Jasper's restaurants that he was going to be the district manager for just days before he had this accident. And, of course, the manager called our home only for our daughter to say to him that, of course, our son wouldn't be coming to work. And he hasn't returned, you know, to work since then. But the good side, Sister Maria, is that he has, he's the co-anchor for a radio show. So he does a radio mm-hmm. show. On Saturdays, 2 to 4. So it was, what does he have left? He had his voice. Once his voice came back, once the trach was out, once he learned how to speak again, then that's what he's been doing ever since. So that's the good stuff.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I think my voice is okay. It's coming back now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. May I ask a question? Arlene.
Sure.
This
yes.
is Tina. Good evening, my dear, lovely, beautiful
yes.
sister.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You know, as parents, we have this, I'm going to say, unnatural instinct to blame ourselves for situations that happen in our children's lives. Did that ever occur with you?
The answer to that is going to be yes, and I'm going to say that because out of all of this, I'm just going to put this little plug in there so you understand how it came to be. That's how the Arlene Sand Flex came to be, because for a season, it was like, you're asking yourself, you know, what could you have done differently, or if you would have been there, or all of these thoughts go through your mind.
Yeah.
And what I found myself doing was to self-medicate myself. I didn't know that's what I was doing. But to compensate for things, I would self-medicate myself by eating food.
Comfort food, okay.
Yes. So I would do for him and whatever he needed. And I still do, because he still resides with us. And we still are his caregivers, but we do solicit help now. We do have help now, whereas when he first came home. But to answer the question pointedly, yes, because you're thinking in your mind, you know, it was an accident. And you know it was an accident.
You know it, right.
You know, but you still go through the what if. So that's the next one.
Wow. How did this situation affect your marriage, if any? How did your husband handle this?
Wow, that's an excellent question.
That's a great question.
It is. You know, it was as crazy as it sounds. At first it was a little like, what are we going to do? But it was always we, and that was the thing. We remained as a team, and it actually brought us stronger together in our marriage, because he had a role to play and I had a role to play. It was still good. And there, of course, were times when we would be drop dead tired, I should you know. And there are things that we needed to do because he couldn't turn himself, so of course we had to turn him, and every 2 hours, you know, it's your turn. Okay, I'm going this time. Okay, I'm sleeping. Okay, you get up. It's your turn to go. Okay. So there was this rotation. And sometimes it was a little, it was just tiresome. And that's what it was as far as the marriage, just a tiresome time of like, I'm tired of doing this. It's your turn, you know. It was just that kind of thing. Never was it the kind of thing like, okay, now, either he leaves or I'm leaving. Somebody's got to go because we can't keep doing this. It was never anything like that. It was always a team effort.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Because, you know, I've seen and heard in so many instances that the pressure of dealing with any traumatic event or situation, you know, not saying that it's purposely, but it sometimes does drive, you know, it does break a marriage up.
Mm-hmm.
Because either one or both parents or you know, in any situation, just they're not equipped to handle a situation like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've over the weeks and months of listening to you and following you, I've connected with your spiritual side, and I know that it was only by God's grace that, you know, you were able to get through to this process of
mm-hmm.
healing spiritually, mentally, emotionally, habitually, to get to the point where you're at now. How tell us about your God experience.
Exactly. That was my next question.
You mean during the accident, or just my God experience in general?
During and after.
Exactly.
Okay. Both my husband and I, we do so much together. We've taken so many Bible studies and everything like that together. So being strong in my faith, I believe, is one of the things that allows me to pull through the way we have pulled through. You know, of course, you still always have those questions where it's like, okay, Lord, the why, you know, and because we're still human, and it's not the woe is me, but the why me question. But then I resolved to know that I looked at it this way. I always come out with the positive, the thief meant to steal, kill, and destroy. I used that, and it allowed me to see, okay, God didn't come to steal, kill, and destroy. He said that he came so we may have life and have it more abundantly.
Yes.
So we flip this to see, wow, he is still alive. He came that we may have life and we may have the life more abundantly. So we use that abundant life that he said and understood that God would not allow us to go through this without having a testimony for the world. So we looked at it in that way. And so, I mean, sometimes I have to pinch myself to, it's like, are you sure that you are being real? You know, and I kid you not, it's like, because I'm looking and I'm going, but God. And I go back and I go, but God. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, you just have such a powerful story of courage and determination and faith. That's what it took for you to make it through. And I just love your spirit. I love the God in you. And you're always and will continuously be in my prayer. Thank you, Arlene.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You know, ladies, once again, you know me, I get these epiphanies. But this brings up another issue that we can move towards this evening, because as Christians, our faith is always, always being tested. Even tonight, most people would have given up. Would have said, I'm just not going to have a show. You know, the guest is a no-show. It's not going to go on. And, you know, I'll tell you, I'll share this with you. Someone contacted me today, and they said, well, how was last night's show? And I said, it was awesome. They said, well, I got tired, and I went to bed. I said, you know, Odd, you should say that, because we were drop-dead tired last night, and we said, the devil is a liar. We were going to do that show regardless. And
absolutely,
we did it. We were tired as all get out. I'm still under the weather and sick, but we did it. Same thing with tonight. I could have just threw my hands up and said no. But you know what? There's always a reason. And I want to give a special shout out to the Logan Financial Show in our chat room. Hello to the Logan Financial Show. They have been conversing in there. When you brought up Jaspers, they asked them, is Jaspers still around? And I don't know if it is. I don't think it is. Is it?
In,
I don't believe it is.
The Largo, Maryland area it is.
Ah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go, Logan Financial Show. Jaspers is still alive and well. So, but you never know who's going to come in. And Jasper, and the Logan Financial Show was just show surfing and happened to have stopped in. And they were just curious because they used to live in Greenbelt. But, you know, it's been a great conversation so far, because although Star didn't make it this evening, God made sure that Sister Arlene was here to share a similar story.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what it's all about. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't believe the power of the divine, keep following us. Keep looking at what goes on with us. Every time we get together, there's another miracle of one form or another. Don't get me started, because I'll start to shout up in here and testify and get on my soapbox. Because the bottom line is simple. If you do not believe in the law of attraction and divine order, it's time for you to get that ticket to that Virgin Airlines when they're going to go take the flight to the moon or somewhere out there in space, because there's no room for you here if you don't believe that there is something somewhere that's greater than we are.
Amen.
For us to believe that we are the alpha everything is to show just how many fools are on this planet. The bottom line is simple. There is something, the great I am, that is greater than all of us, all of us. And we need to understand that. So every time, you know, I shared it with Sister Tina yesterday, I believe. I was on my Netflix, and I saw that they had put up the movie The Secret. So I watched The Secret. And one of the, I don't remember which speaker it was, but they said, you know, if you always worry about your bills are going to keep coming. And me, I keep a positive outlook. As I said, I was left with my faith, forgiveness, and 4 cents. So naturally, the bills are going to come. But in my mind, I've always visualized, I'm going to get those bills paid. I'm going to take care of those bills. So no sooner than I go to the box today, I get a bill. But that bill... lo and behold, they had lowered my monthly payments.
Mm-hmm.
So now I pay the same payment because it's what I choose to do, not because it's the minimum payment that's due. So it doesn't have to be a major shift. It could be something small, but you will see the shift. It's all about the divine, the laws of divine intervention and order, and that attraction. It means it's all connected in this world. It's all connected. I just want you to know that we're connected, and there's something a lot bigger than we are in control. Sometimes I always say when things – I was at my place of employment the other day, and we were coming back. And I said, it's deja vu. I said, we've had this conversation before. Everything that I said happened again yesterday. And I said, there is a glitch in the matrix yet again. So the bottom line is, you know, I love the movie The Matrix as well. But when I watched The Secret, and so many people, that it's been so much conversation about The Secret, but some of us have felt out of place or out of time. And when I say out of time, my great-grandmother used to say that I had an old soul and that I had been here before. And from the day when I could think for myself and notice things, I've always felt like, this is not my time to be here. I've always felt out of place. Could have been because of all of the things that I had gone through in my childhood. I had to become stronger, more resilient at a very young age. I don't know, but I do know that I learned to look at life from many angles. When I was in college, I loved my religious philosophy class. That was the most interesting, profound, argumentative bunch of people I have ever met in my entire life. But I know for me, I know The Secret. And for those of you who don't know The Secret, but you do want to know The Secret, I'm going to tell you what The Secret is. The secret is that it's not a secret at all.
Absolutely.
So now sit back and figure that one out, because so many people, and it's amazing, you could almost tell the people that would understand The Secret and those that do not. It's almost the same as people who are successful entrepreneurs and people who make a little bit of change running a business. It's the same principle, two totally different dynamics.
Mm.
two totally different dynamics, because you have a lot of people running around who claim to be business owners who are making a little bit of money who think that they have arrived. Then you have entrepreneurs who are downright wealthy. There's a difference. There's a difference between a manager and a leader. Huge difference. So some people will get this, some people will not. But there is a divine intervention and order in everything. And as I said, some people will get this, some people will not. But when you know the secret is different for most people. The way that it works for Sister Tina or Sister Arlene, it may not work for me. The difference is that you have to change your thought in order to change your circumstance. If you don't change your thoughts, your circumstances will never change. Meaning, the bottom line is this. You can't draw money to you and wealth if you're always worrying about the bills. If you're always worrying about where the next payment is going to come from, how you're going to do this and that. So many people that I know will talk about what they cannot do. I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't afford this. And I always tell some of the ladies, but your hair is done. Your nails are done. You don't have anywhere to go. You don't have anyone to show off for. You could go out and get some nail polish and your wraps and do your own nails. Save yourself $50 a week. But no, people amaze me looking good for nobody but themselves. And feeling good is great, and looking good and acceptable is wonderful. But if you can't afford to pay your gas and electric bill because you have to get your hair and nails done, there is a problem. There's a problem. When you can't make your car note and you want to switch tags on your car and try to hide it at your friend's house around the corner because the repo man is coming, but your hair is done, your nails are done, and you just went out and got a new outfit, and you're going out clubbing every weekend drinking rooftop liquor, there's a problem. This is an epidemic in our country. I'm jumping all over the place because as this evolves, it's all about the secret. The secret is that there is no secret. We have become this me first, I want world. And so many of us are in competition with people who could care less about us. So many people, oh, you went out and got a new Lexus? Let me go out and get a new Benz. Oh, you have the LE edition? Let me go get the one-of-a-kind edition. I'm broke as all get out. And all I can do is complain. And when I'm sitting out on the street, you better have enough room in that one-of-a-kind edition car because that's where you may be living. So, again, it's amazing how all of this is connected and how it all comes together and how our faith, what we believe in and what we attract. Sister Arlene, she kept that wonderful. She kept her faith. She held fast to her faith. She didn't let go of God's unchanging hand. Her son was paralyzed. But for the grace of God, she and her husband could have gone through those trying times where one of the partners throws up their hands and just wants to give up. But there's something about that old adage that the family that prays together stays together. Let me say that again. There's something about that. There's something to that. The family that prays together stays together. And in the chat room, Logan Financial Show says, you have got to put the immediate gratification down and focus on tomorrow. That is so true. That is so true. You have to. Build something for yourself. We have to understand that. Build something for yourself. Logan Financial Show, feel free to call in. 646-478-4726. Press the number 1 on your phone. You know what? Tonight, as I said, we're praying that Sister Star Bobatoon is okay. But this show is still turning into a blessing because we found a new friend in the chat room, Logan Financial Show. And there's so many functions going on today that we did notice that a lot of people that RSVP'd for this show are over on another person's show because we have a lot of cross shows and functions this evening. But guess what? The people who needed to be here are here. Amen. Because the bottom line is simple. Whether you have 2 people or 2,000 people, the people who need to be here to get their spiritual vitamin are here. That is what matters. The bottom line is we cannot save the entire world. We cannot do it. We cannot do it. God gave his only begotten son to save us, and we still don't know how to act. Really? We are simply, man, we can save those who are ready to be saved. We are the vessels. We are the beacons of light. So people who didn't make it here tonight, I hope that they're getting a blessing wherever they are. Because guess what? I'm right here getting my fill right here, right now. Amen. It's all that I have to say about that. Amen and amen. And let me say it again. Amen.
Amen.
And that's all that there is to it. It's so simple. The secret is that there is no secret. There's no secret. The secret is that there isn't a secret. We just need to rearrange our thoughts. We need to buckle down at this point. I know what it's like to have a lot of money. I know what it's like to have 4 cents. I know where I need to go. I know what it's like to live on a shoestring budget. And so many people are like, well, you had all of this before. How is it that you're still managing to survive? Because I have the ability to adapt. I have to. But so many people are not willing to give up their hair, their nails, the fancy car. He had a neighbor here. He wanted to be cool for the ladies. So he kept his car and gave his house back to the bank. Hallelujah. Amen. Say what? Say what? It was like, so let me understand. So when you go out here and somebody hits the car the minute you give your house back to the bank, because you got to be cool for the ladies, I'm like, So your self-esteem is either that low or you have no self-esteem, so you live through your car. And it was a Lexus. It was okay. It's not exactly my favorite car, but you know, it was okay. But he wanted to keep the car and gave up the house and have his credit messed up, opposed to keeping the house and downgrading the car because he had to impress the ladies.
And didn't have any place to take him to after they rolled around all night.
Unless she had a house.
Insane. That is totally insane. Oh my God. Taking the mama's basement, you know?
That's right.
Come on.
Well, that's what he did the first time he tried it. And to all of our guests coming into the chat room, hello to Faith A. Believer. How are you this evening, my sister? Our special guest was to be Star Bobatoon. I have tried to reach her. We are praying that she is okay this evening. But as you know, the show must go on. And tonight,
and you know, I just typed into the Facebook page, this show is exactly what it was supposed to be tonight. Arlene was actually supposed to be our guest speaker tonight. Because
amen.
That's what God meant for it to be. We as humans, we, you know, how we do, we pick and choose for whatever reasons, not saying they're good or they're bad. But God ordained this show tonight. He put his hand upon this show for Arlene to be able to share her
exactly.
experience with us and to
wow.
touch all of the callers that are on this show tonight. She's speaking from the heart. And I always say what comes from the heart reaches the heart. And Arlene, you reached my heart tonight, and I'm just grateful to God that you were here. The way you were obedient to the Spirit by calling in tonight and being accessible and willing and available to do God's work tonight. And I want to just tell you I love you and thank you.
Wow. Thank you, Sister Tina.
Exactly.
And I love you right back. Amen. Amen.
And at the end, I'm going to update the show details to say that, you know, we had to do something a little bit different this evening. But, Sister Arlene, tonight belonged to you. And the bottom line is, I wanted to read what the Logan Financial Show said, because this is what it's all about. Now we have someone who's a financial expert who's come into our fold. And Logan writes, the average car payment is $486 per month. Over a seven-year term, if you take this $486 and invest in a solid mutual fund, in 40 years, you'd have $5.1 million. Create a financial legacy for yourselves and your loved ones. And Logan
wow.
says, I just put it out there since you were talking about cars. You know, again, you never know who's going to come into your life. We don't know, but we just found a new financial expert who's given us a wonderful titanium tidbit. So many people, there's enough people out there who are sitting out here mining nuggets. I do titanium tidbits for a host of reasons. If you ever follow my show, Maria's Titanium Tidbits, you'll know the story behind it. And Arlene, you can relate, and all of the listeners tonight. It started because I have a titanium plate in my spine. And I hate it, but I need it. So I decided to turn it around and make something positive because of it. So my titanium tidbits. So tonight, Logan Financial Show shared a titanium tidbit with us. $5.1 million. The problem is so many people would rather have that car that loses value before you drive it off the lot. Before you drive it off the lot, it's already starting to lose value because you want to show off for the ladies or the men. You want to hang with the big dogs when you're just a chihuahua. Stop it.
Wow.
Stop.
Wow.
Don't get me wrong. There are some chihuahuas that could give Rottweilers a run for their money, but it's not that many.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to understand this. And Logan, if you want to call in and talk a little while, that'll be great. We have about 40 minutes left. Faith A Believer, if you'd like to chime in on anything this evening, feel free, but I tell you, like Sister Tina said, every time we come together, a blessing,
mm-hmm.
a blessing mm-hmm. comes out of it. It never mm-hmm. fails. We could have 100 people. We could have 3 people, 2 people, but guess what? The bottom line is simple. We have what we came to get. We are here. We are getting our blessing. We are getting our fill.
Mm.
And I love it. I love it. And although Sister Star didn't make it, I had no idea that Sister Arlene had such a powerful story. Once again, I'm learning something new. We all learn something new each and every time we come together. 4383, welcome to Healing Through Hurt. I believe this is Sister Faith, a believer. Could be wrong, but hello, welcome to the show.
Blessings, everyone. How are you this evening?
We are blessed. That's all I can say. Blessed and highly favored. Sick as a dog, but guess what? I feel good.
Like you knew you would. Amen. Amen. I just wanted to send some blessings to everyone's way, and thank you so much for what you're doing, and keep doing what you're doing, and walking by faith, and just empowering many people across the globe. And so I just wanted to leave this message. You asked if I had a few words. You know, everything, something I post on my wall is everything you've ever wanted is one step outside your comfort zone. So we got to walk by faith and not by sight. And sometimes we just have to reach and stretch and maximize ourselves by stepping out of the four walls of our thinking, our doing, and just to grow and maximize our reach in the earth realm to impact, to engage and empower others to move forward in this journey we call life. So I just want to drop that little nugget with your listening audience and send some blessings your way, and thank you so much for all that you do.
Thank you. And before you go, Sister Faith, a believer, you have a show as well. Give us that information, because you know what? It's about us working together. It's about us supporting one another. It's about the sisterhood, the brotherhood, the humankindhood.
Absolutely.
So, you know, this is the type of hood I don't mind being a part of. So tell us about your show. Give us all of your contact information as well.
Absolutely. The name of my show is called Spiritual Food for Thought Global Radio. I'm here in the community of BTR, so we are family here. I have four theme shows that air, Turn the Pages and Get to Know the Author, where we feature different authors on the platform who tell us their story and their literary journey. And then we have Sister Girl Table Talk, where we just let our hair down, take the nails and the lipstick off, and we just keep it real. Then I have the Midday Praise, where we feature some worship leaders, gospel recording artists. I will come on, and we have a discussion of praise and worship. And then we have the new segment of this year of Jumpstart Your Day, to empower others to move and drive forward in creating the life and business that they so desire. And the premise of Spiritual Food for Thought Global Radio is to engage, empower, and inspire all those across the globe to move and drive forward in this journey we call life. You can find me on my website, One Stop Shop, latboy.com. That's latboy.com. There you can become social with me through Facebook, Twitter, Google. Everything is right there, One Stop Shop, latboy.com. I want to thank you so much for the opportunity to share what God is doing in me, for me, and through me to impact the world. My dear sister Tina, love you.
We love you. I love you, love you, love you, love you. And we have to make sure that we all connect because we're looking for you to become a part of our Marathon of Hope Kingdom movement.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
We just want everyone to walk in their calling and their purpose, and that's my mission in life, is I feel as though God has called me to empower others to walk in their calling and to find their purpose and their passion. You mentioned legacy. leaving a legacy, you know, is not an empty building, but filling the emptiness in a new generation. So leaving a legacy for that new generation that's coming behind us. There's so many who went before us that we stand on their shoulders. Nelson Mandela, to name just one, to stand on his shoulders, and he has paved the way and been that catalyst for us to move and drive forward. So that's what I want to leave, a legacy, and that's something that you touched upon this evening, which is very important, not just for others, but for my family, leaving a legacy for them. That's just very important.
Very important.
And you know, and you said that, and it just came into my spirit that a legacy is more than money. You know, we might be able to leave money if that's possible, but I believe what's more important than money, the legacy of what is people going to, what are they going to say about me when I leave? You know, a lot of people don't care about, they say, and I used to say, I don't care what nobody says about me, but honestly, I do. Oh, yes, I do. I don't want anybody saying anything bad about me. I don't want to have done something to leave a bad taste in anybody's mouth. When I leave this earth, I want my life to have meant something, not just a dollar bill, but something spiritual, something constructive, something, you know, meaningful. I want to have left my integrity, my values, you know, my beliefs. That's what I want to leave, and I want those to be positive, intact, and something that's going to help the person behind me, my children, my great-grandchild, you know, my sisters and my brothers, nieces and nephews. I want them to remember me for who I am, not for what I have. So
okay.
Thank
we
you
have,
for
we have one more caller waiting to come on. Caller 1000, welcome to Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. This is Logan.
Hey, how are you, Mr. Logan?
I'm good. I'm good. I just want to call in for a minute or so just to introduce myself. And I like your show, and I actually liked what the last, I guess, caller or the co-host said about creating legacies. Obviously, is more than just financial.
Right.
But, you know, in terms of what I do, I'm green to this. This is something brand new to me in terms of putting on a show and actually getting my business together. However, I've actually been in finance for over 10 years. I mean, I did my graduate work at Clark Atlanta University, and, you know, like they said there, we always said find a way or make one, and that's what I'm doing, finding a way and making one and actually sharing with people out there on how we can become financially independent and also creating financial legacies, obviously for ourselves and also our loved ones.
Wow.
So again, like I said before, with that car payment, you had mentioned something about the car, and I was just saying before, you know, if we took that money and actually invested it, we could do some phenomenal things for ourselves as well as for our loved ones, and our communities would, I mean, be sparkling. Could you imagine what they would look like?
And I think that, again, when we're talking about legacy building, it's about integrity. It's about respect. It's about love for fellow mankind. It's about giving. It's about all of that. And I know Sister Tina had talked about when she goes, it's about what she wants to stand for something. I believe that that adage goes, it's not about how you died. It's about how you lived. So it's so much more to it. If we get the first ingredients correct, which is the respect, the dedication, the loyalty, all of those things, the financial aspect, it's part of the natural order of things. It will happen. Again, it comes with the laws of attraction, divine intervention and timing, but it's all about changing our mindsets. If we do not do that, it's not going to work. And so many of us have been conditioned to think this one particular way. We go to work. I know so many people that I work with, Well, say something. No, I don't want to lose my job. I'm scared. I'm this, I'm that. We're used to being complacent and silent. Thus, we work our entire lives. We make our jobs. Some of us think we have arrived making 30 grand a year. We don't understand that we are so far behind some other people in America. And we're not even talking about that 1% or 2%. We're just talking about people who are making a comfortable living. So we have to understand that and stop going for all of the material items. I'm not impressed. If you're wearing shoes with holes in the bottom and you're driving around in a brand new Benz, I have a problem with that. That's not impressive to me. Not at all. Not at all. So we need to change that. We need to change that mindset. And as you said, you're talking about car payments. You're going out there, you'd rather get rid of the house, keep the car to impress the ladies who go after the next guy with a better car, with more bank. Exactly. And what do you have to show for it? Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
So it is about changing our mindset. It is about, do we even want to have that legacy? But the problem is we're such a me-first world. This is such a me-first world. Give me, give me, give me, give me. Me, 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 me. You know, just like I asked Sister Faith, a believer, feel free. Tell what your show does. We may have like shows, but guess what? I'm comfortable in who I am. I know what I bring to the table, and I know that there's room at the top for all of us. So why would I want to try to kick sand over her and throw her in the background? That's the problem with society and some groups of people now. We don't support one another. That's where the problem is.
No, we think that it has to be one person at the top. There's enough room for everybody.
There is. There's enough for everybody. When this earth was made, when God formed this wonderful place, he knew what he was doing. There's enough for everybody. How many times have we saw the media talk about we're going to run out of water, we're going to run out of electricity, we're going to run out of this, and somehow they change up, and next week they're talking about something totally different. And because we've been conditioned to be at rock bottom or mediocre at best, we don't even question it. We just go with the flow day in and day out.
Yeah.
It's the rise of the human machines. We don't think for ourselves anymore. We become so conditioned to get up, go to work. Don't question management. Be afraid. Keep your mouth shut. I just need my job. I just want to pay my bills. But then you're working paycheck to paycheck. And the stress is going to take you out years before your time because we're just so used to just doing that one thing on that one level. So many of us, as I believe Sister Faith said, you need to go outside of that box. I always tell people, walk to the end of the yard, open the gate, go through, if you're in Baltimore City, the alleys, if you're, you know, out in the country, go out into the field, go across the hill, see what's on the other side. We have to learn how to do this. We have to learn how to change our mindset about money.
Exactly.
We do.
And that's the key, changing our mindset. Go ahead, what are you going
to
say?
No, I was getting ready to say we have to have you back on for a show for financial health and welfare. We have to have you back on for a show about that.
I'd love to do that. That would be great. Yeah, I would definitely love to do that. For me, there's two different parts to what I do and to my company. Again, as I mentioned before, I'm just a startup, and so I'm kind of new at this. I'm green. I'm just starting up. As I mentioned before, I've been in banking, though, on the commercial side. So I've been working with companies and lending them money and then looking at their financials. But at the same time, I also know about personal financials. So, again, I have two different components to the company. I have a company called Logan Financial, which is a startup, and I'm just starting up the blog talk radio, Logan Financial. And basically what I do on there is actually take emails that are sent to me and people have questions, and I just go through some of the questions that they have and produce some of the thoughts, you know, behind what their questions are. And the second part to that is that I also sit down with folks and I actually reorganize their finances, or I help them to refinance their finances, is what I call it, because you always want to have more cash inflow than what you have for cash outflow. And you always want to follow every dollar that you make and to be able to break those dollars down. And you'd be amazed at how much money you actually have left over. You don't think you have any money left over, but if you actually look at a budget and rebudget that information, you will have a lot of more money left over than what you think. And there's also some things like taxes and different things that go into it. By all means, I'm not a tax expert. I'm more of a generalist. But I do know that if you do your taxes right, it's better to not have a tax refund. It's better to pay those taxes accordingly and to budget out for those taxes. And that way you have additional money to be able to invest over time. We can get into that in a later discussion. Again, there's more information to that. I'm just basically showing you some information and what I do.
Great, great. Thank you so much for sharing that. And we do
not
look forward to having you back. So
okay.
I tell you, we have about 23 minutes left in the show. If anyone
okay.
has any closing comments, feel free. We're going to start with Sister Faith A. Believer and then Sister Arlene. And Logan, if you have anything else to say. And Sister Tina. And then myself, of course. So take it away, Sister Faith. If you have any closing comments, feel free.
All right, thank you again for the opportunity to share your space and with your listening audience. You mentioned, I talk a lot about changing that stinking thinking that has kept you bound, to transform your mindset and learn how to jumpstart your day and line up your thoughts, your desires, and your emotions to create the life and business that you so desire. And the first step is to think about what you're thinking. Sometimes we have the tendency of just speaking what's on the top of our mind without thinking about what we're about to say. So be quick to listen and slow to speak. When we just think about what we are thinking before we open our mouth and put it out there. You know, the power of the tongue speaks life or death, and we definitely want to be able to speak life into the atmosphere. And that's what's going to change our mindsets when we change the way we think. And the way we speak and the way we, you know, just think about things in life and just to take the good from what is going on from around us. So I just want to share that tidbit on how to jumpstart your day as to think about what you're thinking about and change that stinking thinking and replace it with positive thoughts.
Wow. Powerful, powerful. Thank you so much for sharing that. Amen and amen. That was, again, people, we've been sitting up here baking a mighty, mighty cake, and then we're putting the icing and the candles on it, too, for you. This was not what the show was scheduled to be about, but as I've said before, God is my program manager and the director, so he had a different plan. And once again, still a great, great show. Thank you, Sister Tina. It was a blessed show. So, Sister Arlene, do you have any closing comments you'd like to add? We have about 20 minutes left.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Tina Maria. I'm just so thankful for all I've heard this evening and, you know, our tongues understanding that we do speak life and death are in the power of our tongue. And that resonated so much with my son being in the accident, because we could have spoken death over him. But by choice, we chose to speak life. And for that reason, he's still here with us today. That's why I still say Satan always means things for evil. But God takes that evil when we trust in him. And he turns it around for good. He comes to snatch. We knew he wanted to snatch our son away from us, to steal the joy that we had and just to all those things. But that was turned around and to that which is good. So I thank each and every one of you for what you've poured into my spirit tonight with from sharing about the finance. And I'm going to just add this and then I'm done. But the young lady who hit our son in the car, the other part of that story is she didn't even have any insurance. So she was on the road with an uninsured vehicle. She walked away. Some people in her car were, some of the children were injured, but all of them still were able to walk away. But our son was left paralyzed for life. But even through that, the Lord got the glory because he's still here and he still is a productive citizen. And like you all, he has his own radio show. So I just thank the Lord for that.
Oh, wow. Amen. Amen. Mr. Logan.
Yeah, I'll keep it real brief. I'm just thankful that I found the show tonight, and it was very interesting. And, again, as I mentioned to you before, I'm about positivity, and it is great to find a show that is so focused on the positive. Because, again, I believe that, you know, anything is possible, and there's enough room for everyone at the top. I firmly believe that. And I'm not in competition with anybody. I'm just providing information to folks. And my goal is to provide information to a million people. I'd like to touch a million people before I die or pass from this earth. Some people on other radio shows have said I'm a dreamer, and that's okay. I dream all the time. And, again, thanks for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for being here. Again, divine timing. So it was just as it should have been. Sister Tina?
Absolutely. I'm just sitting here thanking God for this show tonight, for you allowing him to orchestrate it into being exactly what it was supposed to be. There are no mistakes in God's world. There just aren't. I'm feeling how Arlene and her son and her husband's test turned into such an awesome, awesome testimony, you know, an inspiration to parents and to children who have gone through circumstances such as her family did. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. And look at her son. He's got his own talk show. I mean, not many people would have the tenacity to do that. You know, so many of us just lay down and wallow in that self-pity, poor me, poor me. But the fans, they didn't do that. They stood on the shoulders of God in faith and built upon that to make their lives what it is today. So I just want to thank Arlene for being here tonight. I want to thank you, Maria, for allowing God to work through you. Mr. Logan, thank you for those tidbits of financial wisdom that you gave us. Faith believer, you always have a mouth full of wisdom for me. You know, I don't always comment on your posts, but I'm always watching, I'm always listening, I'm always observing. And for me tonight, I'm just grateful God allowed me to be here, and I look forward to many, many, many more experiences with each and every one of you. Thank you, everyone who was on the show tonight. Thank you, Maria.
And I thank each and every one of you. And to piggyback on what Sister Tina just said, I may not respond to everything, but believe you me, I see a good 90-plus percent of the posts that people who are on my friends list actually do put on the pages, on your timelines. I do read them. Sometimes I just have enough time to punch in and just click the like button. Others I have time to sit down and actually do a response. But I do read the majority of the posts that you put up. You may not know it, but yes, I'm in the background. If you say that you're having a bad day, I automatically say a prayer for you right then and there so your day can get better. And every day, I walk by faith. And as I said, for those of you who follow me and you know my story, bottom line is God sent me back here for a reason. And when you were sent back, when you didn't want to come back, the bottom line is simple. I know that he sent me back for something wonderful. And that wonder is each and every one of you is a blessing to me, whether you know it or not. Our paths have crossed for a reason. A reason. And I may not know what that reason is right now, and what I think the reason is may not be the actual reason. But as time goes on, God will make everything clear. So I want to thank each and every one of you for being here tonight. And although our keynote speaker and guest was not able to be here, we still had a mighty, mighty show. Mighty, mighty show. And that's the beauty of God and having these God-awesome moments. I love God-awesome moments. Aren't they just the greatest? They are the absolute greatest. And I told you all I'll start to shout for the next 13 minutes. The bottom line is, for all of our listeners, again, we're praying that our scheduled guest, Star Bobatoon, is okay, and her son. Hopefully, they're fine. I will continue to try to reach out until I get a response. I could not get anyone on the phone this evening, but I'll continue to try to reach out. And if possible, we will reschedule her as soon as we can. But again, for those of you listening tonight, I hope that you gained some knowledge. You received what you needed out of the conversations that you heard here this evening. And I will be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. for the Sunday Morning Inspiration. My topic tomorrow is Speak Your Truth. Speak Your Truth. So I'd like to thank all of my guests. Each of you is my guest this evening. Sister Arlene Spann, thank you so much for sharing your story.
You're welcome.
Your story of strength and survival and faith. Oh, my goodness. I was not expecting that, but I know with God, I never know when he's going to change my programming. So you know what? Once again, I tell you, I just love him to death. He's just so God-awesome. Yes, he is.
So God-awesome.
You know, I want to thank everyone here. Have a great evening. Be well, be blessed. And as always, to all of our listeners, I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I pray you enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. And for all of my wonderful guests, I am C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Mediator, the Shebro at your Ground Zero, praying you a wonderful remainder of your weekend and beyond. And remember to always pay it and pray it forward. So until next time, be well, be blessed. Thank you all for joining me here this evening. Have a wonderful, wonderful remainder of your night. And our opening and closing music, by the way, is by artist Tori Lee. And the title of the song is Good Music.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away.
listen all night. The melody, the arrangement makes my body go so crazy. A Timothy, man, I love the beat. It's the way the music comes over me. The emotions I get, I won't fight. Sometimes the music is sure to make you cry, then dry your eyes. You know when the music is the way you can hide. Well, I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music. I tell Rihanna, please don't stop the music. Cologne strum my pain with her fingers. I could really use it. Quiet storms full of purple rain. My Sharia more lovely as a summer day. I'll let the whispers follow Marvin Gaye in my headphones till the music starts to fade away. I'd give away my brown sugar for a bit of pop. If love really was a bullet, I'd have took the shot. Yeah. Now would you buy me a drink just to take me home? Put your game in a song just to make me moan. I like my Robin Thicke, me alone. A thug album, triple shots, that's a trait. I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music.
This concludes our broadcast evening. Thank you so much for being here with us tonight. And I tell you, never give up. Life is going to throw us all curveballs and put in obstacles, but never give up. Keep walking by faith. As soon as we find out the status of our scheduled guest for this evening, I will try to reschedule her as soon as possible. But I tell you tonight, God decided to change the plan, and Arlene Spann shared her story of her adult son who ended up in an accident, and now he's paralyzed for life. But I tell you, when you're a woman of faith, wisdom, and worth, mighty things can happen. She shared her testimony, and I hope that it helps someone here in this world who needed to hear her testimony tonight. And of course, if you'd like to get involved, join us on our Facebook page, Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. Give us a call, 202-618-2556. If you'd like to write to us, you can write to us several ways, healingwithmaria@yahoo.com or contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. Or if you'd like to send me a private personal message on the corporate site, it's mariawall@thewallfoundationinc.org. And, of course, on Google Plus, I have the Relationship Recovery Group there. Join us there if you like. And, of course, if you are still old-fashioned and you'd like to send a handwritten letter, I love receiving those, too. Our address is Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio, the Friday Faith and Praise, the Sunday Morning Inspiration are all sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is an IRS recognized and approved 501c3 nonprofit. Each one helps another. We are determined to help as many people as we can throughout the world. So until next time, I'll see you at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning for the return of our Sunday Morning Inspiration. I am your most humble, gracious, and appreciative host, C. Maria Wall, praying each and every one of you enough. Be well, be blessed, and I will see you soon.